Welcome to a live edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jace Deary, and alongside me, as usual, is Spencer Pickering. Charlie Maurer will join us in a little bit. He has some GCOM duties to do. What's up, Spencer?
I'm a little under the weather, but then I'm doing good.
I know, man. Allergy season.
Stuff like that is just what makes that team so good. And then, obviously, this year's been different. They play places like Culver, who,
they play a lot more talent.
Yeah, and I mean, I've talked to some of those players. I mean, they play like number two teams in the Midwest, number one teams, guys who have committed to big East Coast schools for lacrosse. And those are tough teams to beat. And I think this year is kind of a building year for them. Being that first year of a sanctioned school sport is kind of throwing them for a loop. But hopefully they'll get back on it soon and take a few notes out of that playbook from the girls team, because they obviously are doing very well in the year. But yeah, I think both teams have promising talent. And I think in the years to come, we're going to see some great games out of them.
For sure. And we wish them the best luck in the future. Now moving on to track and field. The girls track and field went up against Zionsville 2 days ago on Tuesday, and they absolutely destroyed them by a final score of 104.5 to 27.5.
Jeez.
A true ousting, and a lot of first place finishes. For the 100 meter dash, Riley Pennington, the sophomore, coming in first place in the top, in all three top three finishers from Carmel. We're from Carmel for that matter. And then looking at other statistics, Phoebe Bates, who we had on the show earlier this year, also a track runner, came in first for the 1600 meter run and the 3200, running both of those, as well as the Hounds coming in first place with a 4x1 with Riley Pennington anchoring them, as well as looking at stuff like high jump, Hallie Welch coming in second place, long jump, Lauren Bailey coming in second place, and then discus, Leah Roba coming in first place. And Spencer, you know, this track team, I mean, it's one of the more underlooked sports at Carmel, but they're very talented.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that Carmel, I think, takes very seriously overall, is track, you know, even in middle school. And it's really cool to see those people like Riley Pennington, who are young and have played in all sorts of sports, come up and be able to do things like that. I mean, like you talked about, I feel like every time we hear those scores, it's pretty much a beatdown that Carmel was able to put on almost any opponent. And I think that some of the stuff that they have is just their work ethic is unbelievable. It's a big thing here. Lots of people involved, and it kind of has that tradition and that pride in the high school. So you talked about you started very young. One thing that we talked about before you came on was kind of the dynamic of everybody playing together from a young age. Obviously, you've played with a lot of your teammates now.
Yeah.
How has that bond kind of helped you guys through the years now into high school?
It definitely, our team chemistry is definitely really, really good because of that. You know, we all are so close because, you know, ever since middle school, we've just been traveling everywhere together and, you know, making, like, memories at the hotel, just messing around, and then, you know, experiencing those wins and losses at games.
Now, obviously, in order to get to the high level you are, you not only have to play just lacrosse, you know, well in school, but outside travel. What travel team did you play for again?
Juice Cherries. Based out of Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, and how... And how has playing for such a high-level team like them helped you improve so much as a player?
Well, first off, I'd start with the coaches. They're unbelievable coaches, all Division I coaches, all won national titles in their days. They've not only pushed me, but they've pushed all my teammates around me.
We're going to talk about baseball and softball, as the baseball team actually played last night, their third game this week, winning by a final score of 5-2 in a rubber match against Lawrence North. And looking at the statistics from this game last night, it was a very good game overall, a very close game till the end. Carmel had 8 hits with 2 errors. Brandon Rosenfeld got the job done, getting the win, his third win on the year, going 3-0. Drew Olson led the team with hitting, going 2-for-3 with 1 RBI. Logan Urbanowski going 2-for-2 with a double and 2 runs scored. And then Alex Brooks going 1-for-3 with a double that really kicked things off for the Hounds to start going on. But Spencer, 6 wins in a row now for the baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. That's what, you know, we like to see. And a couple years ago, you know, we had some seniors leave that were, you know, kind of the face of the program, kind of were able to take over. But they all have moved on to their college careers and are doing well. And so seeing these juniors take over, like Hunter Kipe, Logan Urbanowski, Alex Brooks, is huge for the Hounds. I mean, as far as seniors goes this year, you know, you still got Jackson Adams, who's a great player. He's going to end up going to Butler after this season. But watching these guys take over so early, I think is going to be a key part of the program's success in the future, because, you know, there's not that many seniors. So them being able to not only take on that leadership early, but to be able to excel in it so early, like you talked about, 6 wins in a row is huge for them. And then bring that into the next season is really going to be, you know, helpful for them, because they're the main class now. I mean, there's not very many seniors. These juniors are really going to be the face of the program. They are now, and they're going to be next year. So bringing them in and getting them accustomed to that kind of load that they're going to carry for the team next year, you know, I think it's going to be great for them, especially if they want to win a state championship.
Absolutely. And this team, a lot of the juniors are kind of the guys that hit the highest in the order. Looking at some statistics here, Christian Williams batting .371 on the year, a miraculous number, followed by Alex Brooks just batting at .378. So two guys that are both juniors but can absolutely rake the ball and hit it anywhere in the park. But yeah, the baseball team has a doubleheader this week at home against Ben Davis, a 10 a.m. sharp game, and then a 1 o'clock game. Sam Wexler will be on the call for that one. Now moving into softball, the softball team this year is actually, it's very interesting because I feel like every time they play, it's either they lose by a lot or win by a lot. And
yeah.
Trying to look at their stats from the last game. But Spencer, talk a little about the softball team.
Yeah, I mean, softball obviously in the past few years has taken off for Carmel, bringing in Stormy Konsolnick, who has committed to play at the University of Washington. She's obviously a key player. She has been since her freshman year. And so then bringing all of them in and her power, not only on the, you know, on the baseball field, but being able to talk to those players about what kind of pressure situation she's been in is huge, because a lot of these people that come into the program aren't used to national attention. And that's something that Stormy has under her belt already. Yeah. We've talked to her in the studio a few weeks ago about kind of that role that she plays on the team. And a lot of them have a good head on their shoulders. They know what they're doing. So I think that they're going to be good if they can just figure out that, you know, team dynamic. I think they're going to be a really good team this year.
Yeah. And last game was last night. The Hounds coming up on top 4-0. Stormy Costin actually had one hit. Megan Nichols, the sophomore, having two hits, and then Hallie Robinson with one hit as well. Megan Nichols actually home run along with Caroline Roop. So the Hounds doing a good job of hitting the ball overall, and they actually have won now, I think, the last two games. So the softball team doing a very good job on their
Nuggets, the Spurs, the Jazz. The only people I see them matching up against that, you know, is really going to give them a run for their money is obviously the Warriors, who I'm sure will come out of the West because it's just what they do. But, I mean, if things were a little bit different, I think they could be a finals team.
For sure. And, you know, just Damian Lillard, like, kind of going for him, he's a guy that's, you know, gotten snubbed of a couple all-star spots.
For sure.
And kind of, like, spots. But it's really good to see him kind of, like, you know,
he's an MVP caliber player.
Exactly. And going back to, like, his way of playing and the all-star level playing that he is, because he has that talent, you know. He's cold-blooded, and, you know, it's Dame time in the fourth quarter, you know, when the Trailblazers get the ball in his hands. He's so clutch like that. But with that, we're going to wrap up this week's show from all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk. We thank you so much for joining in and listening to us this Thursday morning. You've been listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk only here on 91.3 WHG.